Well, the NPR has a brand new CEO who is to the left of the leftist elites. I mean, she is Looney Tunes wacko. And she is all for liberal activism and using it to silence an opponent. Greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, deplorables, extreme MAGA Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation. Subscribe right now. Turn on notification. Most importantly, share an American First message. Well, we have a new head of the NPR. Her name is Catherine Meyer, and she is coming from Wikipedia, which I'm sure you'll know as very fair and objective in how they have ran that website. Well, now she's supposed to be in charge of the tax-funded NPR. And we got some clips today that we're going to play that's going to show just about how leftist she is of the left. We'll be right back after this short break. You won't want to miss it. Well, welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. One of the many reasons we need to defund the NPR is because they are, for one, they're paid by tax dollars. And these tax dollars are used to push leftist ideology. There is nothing in here that is remotely in the middle or remotely reflects America. Not at all. All this is a way for this leftist ideologue, this Marxist communist, to gain power and push a leftist ideology. And the left is absolutely thrilled. They are absolutely excited. They're ecstatic. They are just think this is the best thing ever. And we're going to play some of these clips for you. It's really going to blow your mind just how openly activist she is. And she's not even trying to hide it. It's not hard to find clips of her pushing all this radical ideology. And the left isn't even afraid. They're not even trying to deny it. They hire this left-wing activist, Miss Catherine Meyer, to run the NPR. And it's basically a finger to your face. They're saying that we can put in these extremely left activists in charge of these companies that receive taxpayers' dollars. And there's nothing you could do about it. There's nothing you could do to stop it. This is a big middle finger to most of America. That is exactly what it is. She has openly supported the deplatforming and censoring of half this country. I mean, she hates the First Amendment. She calls the First Amendment the number one challenge to controlling information. Imagine that. Imagine that this leftist ideologue thinks that the biggest danger to America is our First Amendment right to speak our minds. That you must be silenced. You must be put in your place. Because the liberal elites have had enough of having to deal with you. Just shut up, go work, pay your taxes, and don't cause us any problems. Let the adults take over from here. Well, that is exactly how the left thinks. You might think that I'm maybe pushing some boundaries or going a little too far, but I'm probably not even going far enough. If we see what's happening with Trump, they're wanting to throw you in jail for disagreeing with them. Just like they did to anyone that they can, is they first try to silence you, and then they try to slander you, and then they'll try to use the law against you. But here she is, Miss Catherine Meyer, talking about the First Amendment and how she despises it. How much she hates it. How problematic it is for you and I to be able to speak our minds. Here's clip one.
The number one challenge here that we see and is, of course, the First Amendment in the United States is a fairly robust protection of rights. And And that is a protection of rights, both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means that it is a little bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and sort of the influence peddlers who have made a real market economy around it.
The First Amendment is a problem. That is what she's flat out saying. It's a problem for the establishment. It's a problem for the fake news networks. As you see, the fake news networks are dying. You have MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, all these organizations that are working like a mafia. They're all working together for the same goal, to push leftist ideology, just like Miss Catherine Meyer is. And they're mad, and they're angry, and they're upset because you have a Bill of Rights that protects your freedoms, but they are trying desperately to take away. She calls the First Amendment problematic, that it protects your right to speak your mind. She thinks that's a problem. Do you? Do you think it's a problem for you to think and speak for yourself? Well, you probably don't if you listen to this show, because you'd be one of the independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. You wouldn't be one of the blind sheep that just follow whatever the leftist elite tell you to think. You're betters. The experts. The ones that science says, that tell you what to think and what to do and how to vote. I'm sure you're not one of them, but she hates you. Just like your government hates you, and they want to take away your rights to speak your mind. And they're trying to do it under the guise of misinformation and disinformation and hate speech. And you don't even need an imagination for any of this. They flat out tell you it. They flat out tell you that they want to use things like hate speech and misinformation, whatever that is, as we're going to go through in a later clip, as she's going to start talking about how truth is all relative. You're going to look forward to that. But she goes on and says that the impact for platforms to regulate, that's okay. Right? So it's okay for some ideologue sitting behind Google or Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, whatever the case may be, it's okay for them to decide what is speech and what is not speech, what's protected and what's not protected, but it's not okay for you. And that's as well as we know, it's because they figure the vast majority of the people who sit in those positions are like her, are these leftists, ideologues that think they know better than you do. And so they want a two-way street that only protects them. Like they argue for with the social media protections that hopefully will be coming up to the Supreme Court soon, where they're playing both sides of the street. So your social media, they get protections from lawsuits because they say they're just a platform, right? It's you. It's you that's posting content, not them. So they're not liable for what you said. They're just providing the avenue for you to say it. But then they're also trying to say that they can then regulate what you can or can't say based on the First Amendment. So taking your rights away somehow protects them. That's exactly what Catherine Meyer is pushing for. Any information the left does not like is instantly deemed misinformation or disinformation or hate speech. Anything to shut you up, you pleb, if you dare to go against your liberal elite betters. The racist left will do everything in their power, or I should say the Marxist communist left, because that's more what they are now. They use racism as a cover, but it's not really about racism. They don't ultimately care what color your skin is. But they use racism as a cover to hide their pushing a Marxist communist revolution. Make no mistake, that is exactly what the left is pushing for, and they're using it in the same ways that communists always do. They try to control the conversation. That is always the first step. Who can speak? Who can be platformed? And it's so strange because we live here in the United States, and the news media, our founding fathers, realized the threat even back then. And they put all these protections in place, like the First Amendment, so our news networks, the ones that we rely on to report on our government, would not act like they're acting. It's, we live where the mainstream media, the fake news networks, are more than happy to be propagandists for Democrats. And they all work together. We'll show these stories, well, something will break, and somehow they all come out with the exact same talking points, all at the exact same time. And if we didn't have places like X, if we didn't have other ways to get information out, then there would be no way for you to know other than what's printed in a paper or on the TV, on the news. Yet, decide somehow that they get to tell you what truth is. And we're going to play clip two right now where she talks about truth. And listen to the Marxist communist talking points as she speaks. So here's clip two about your truth. It's completely subjective. There is no objective truth. It's just subjective. It's your truth, and it's their truth, and it's anybody's truth. Unless, of course, you disagree with the left, then it's misinformation. So here it is.
In fact, a reverence for the truth might be a distraction that's getting in the way of finding common ground and getting things done. Now, that is not to say that the truth doesn't exist, nor is it to say that the truth isn't important. Clearly, the search for the truth has led us to do great things, to learn great things. But I think if I were to really ask you to think about this, one of the things that we could all acknowledge is that part of the reason we have such glorious chronicles to the human experience and all forms of culture is because we acknowledge there are many different truths. And so in the spirit of that, I'm certain that the truth exists for you and probably for the person sitting next to you. But this may not be the same truth. This is because the truth of the matter is very often, for many people, what happens when we merge facts about the world with our beliefs about the world. So we all have different truths.
Unbelievable. Well, there you go. There's this Marxist, communist ideology where they go on to say that the truth is completely relative. It's completely subjective. Truth can be anything you want it to be. Maybe my truth is different than your truth. Maybe the truth of who's around you is different than the truth that you know. Well, then, how do we know what is true and what's not true? See, this is the problem, the circle of logic of these Marxist communists. Because at the end of the day, what they decide is that their truth trumps your truth. And so they try to dilute a very simple thing like objective truth to make it subjective, which is an absolute bald-faced lie. And then they twist it into their truth is right. And if you don't agree with them, then you're a racist, homophobe, bigot, white nationalist, extremist, MAGA, whatever they could think of, some racist to slander you into submission. They never want the truth to get in the way of their narrative. And make no mistake about it. That is exactly what this is all about. It has nothing to do with truth. It has nothing to do with honesty. It has nothing to do with objective fact. Do not doubt me on this. This all has to do with the left getting their way. You see, when there's truth, the left then, when there's objective truth, the left runs into a wall because they constantly lie. But if everything's subjective, then It's just whatever your truth is. And all of a sudden, they can push their narrative through and force it upon other people. And she pretends to care about the truth in that part, but is immediately used. Just like Dr. Phil would say, but means ignore everything I just said, and here's what I really meant. Just like she did there when she pretended to talk about truth, but then all of a sudden talks about everything that's absolutely not a truth, and everything's subjective, and everything is just whatever you want it to be. You can be anything you want, because the spirit of truth is actually relative in some gobbledygook nonsense. The socialist, liberal, Marxist, communist nonsense. That's exactly what it is. It is the Marxist, communist left trying to gain power by muddying the water of what truth is. And make no mistake about it. As soon as they start to gain the upper hand and talk about how truth is relative, what we know is an object lie, they will then try to punish anybody who doesn't agree with their truth. Don't think I'm kidding on this. We already see it in today's society. Some leftist decides that there's a such thing that a boy can become a girl. That's a subjective truth, right? That's their truth. But what about your truth? What about your truth that boys are boys and girls are girls? Well, no, that's hate speech now. That's misinformation. That's disinformation. There's no such thing as objective truth. You see, they have subjective truth that they can be whatever they can want, and you're being a hateful, racist, bigot, transphobe by not going along with it. And so they will try to shut you up, they will try to slander you, and if that doesn't work, they'll try to put you in prison. This is exactly what Marxism is. The oppressed against the oppressors. And they're trying to force this stuff down your throat. And the government is using your tax dollars to fund this. To fund this left-wing activist, Marxist, communist. I hope I'm not being unclear about what is happening here. Because the NPR needs to be defunded. This needs to go away. And we have a great example from one of their very own, who was a whistleblower and decided that they'd rather design than live under this tyranny. A real hero. They go out to say, I am resigning from the NPR, a great American institute where I've worked for 25 years. I don't support the calls to defund the NPR. I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for the NPR to thrive and do important journalism. But I cannot work in a newsroom where I am disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at the NPR I cite in my free press essay. So he had blasted and forced to resign after Kathy Moore on his way out. He was serving a 5-day suspension for speaking his mind. Does this sound familiar already? Does this sound like free speech? Does this sound like your truth? If they're just going to shut you up, just like they did this employee and they forced a resignation that probably would end in a termination if they had not. They had worked there for 25 years. And yet the left just decided that you don't work here anymore because you don't agree with our truth. The new truth. The subjective truth that if you don't disagree with, then you cannot be here. They... This is tyranny. This is Marxist communism. And we see it being taken over not just in the NPR, but all throughout agencies, both corporate, private, and government. And we have to recognize it and we have to fight back or we will lose all of our freedoms. We have to legally and patriotically fight back. Legally and patriotically, or we will lose this great country to these Marxist communists. They are taking over key positions, and the NPR needs to go away now. It needs to be defunded. there is no solution. It has to be gutted, cleaned out. And if they want to go on their own in the private sector and raise funds and spew this leftist ideology, this Marxist communism, then by all means. But not with our tax dollars. Well, what say you? We're going to run up against this clock. We got a lot more to talk about after this really quick short break. You're not going to miss it. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll be right back. Well, greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversations, deplorables, extreme MAGA Republicans. Our supposed Republican Speaker of the House has sided again with Democrats to push a bill that Democrats want and Republicans don't. We got another case of a Republican who is just become part of the establishment, who's become a rhino, who is doing everything against what he was voted in the office to do. And we're going to talk about that in after this real quick break. You're not going to miss it. Join in the conservative conversation. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, but most importantly, share with your friends and family an American First message. This is Cash Lauren, and we'll be right back. Well, welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. In this segment, we have an article from the New York Times, part of the fake news network, who is ecstatic and happy and excited. Why? Because the Democrats are getting what they want. The Republicans are then bowing over again and just giving the Democrats everything they want. The article reads off, Johnson pushes ahead on foreign aid bill, teeing up a weekend vote. What does that mean? Well, it obviously means that they're not going to wait till Monday. They're going to try to push it up against a clock and try to force people to vote for it, or else they can't go home, or they can't go on vacations, or they can't do whatever else they were wanting to do because they have to stay in Washington. So they put them up against these false clocks to try to force them to vote for something that they wouldn't normally vote for. Because the Democrats don't have the votes to pass this. They need Republicans to sign on with them. And this is the thinnest majority we've ever had in the House. And then we have a speaker who's supposed to be a conservative Republican who you can't tell the difference between Nancy Pelosi. But it goes on, the Republican speaker and his job on the line said he expects Saturday evening's vote on the long-stalled package for aid in Ukraine. See, that's key. Aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other American allies. But make no mistake about this. This is all about Democrats wanting to send endless amounts of cash to Ukraine. We've been going on for this for years. Yet they continue to want to do that when most Americans are now against it, and especially Republicans don't want to send more money to Ukraine, especially when we're not securing our own border. And the real kicker in this is that they want to send hundreds of millions of dollars to secure Ukraine's borders, but they refuse to secure our own border. And he goes on to give the Democrats everything that they could possibly want, one after another. You think when we worked so hard, we fought to give the Republicans a majority, they'd actually fight back. Yet something happens when these people go to Washington. They turn cloak and they change. They say all these great things while they're in office, while they're running for elections. They get in front of cameras and they'll say all the things that the Republicans want them to hear, that you, the conservative voter, wants them to go to Washington and do. But as soon as they get there, they turn cloak and they join the Uniparty. Because at the end of the day, that's what the Uniparty Washington wants. And that's what most Republicans want for whatever reason. They want the Democrats to have the power. And they want the Republicans to have just enough to be a push through for Democrats, where they can pretend to be opposition, but they just make deals to pass everything the Democrats want. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening right now. Republicans want the border secured. See, we want the government to stop printing billions of dollars out of thin air, trillions of dollars out of thin air, and causing this wild inflation. But Mike Johnson refuses to do it. And he'll often get asked, why? Why is it? How come they keep going to Washington and then stabbing us in the back over and over and over again? How do we get the people in there who actually fight back? And in that question, you got to understand how Washington works and what happens to people once they get there. As many, once they get into Washington, they think they've hit it the big time. They are now a senator, or they are now a House representative. They now have power. And with that power comes not responsibility, but perks. See, many of them, that's as far as they will go in government. But once they're done, they can go off some job somewhere making massive amounts of money, lobbying or sitting on a board or doing whatever they want to do once they're out of politics, while others will make deals in politics for their entire career. You see, when someone makes $100,000 a year yet leaves Congress a multimillionaire, we never get the answer to the reason why. And it's not just for them. It also helps out their families. Congressmen, they are humans too. And just like you, they want their children to have a better life. But they often get short-sighted because the better life is so selfish that they don't see what they're doing to this country. And so they will get things like better schools for their children, or better jobs, or really good health care. They'll be able to shake hands with the top brass and executives and other movers and shakers and open doors they never would have been able to open if they weren't in Congress. And people just don't want to lose that. And that is something that they really risk if they do so. I mean, look what they're doing to Trump. He's daring to go up against the deep state. And look what they're doing to him right now. And just imagine if you're at a congressman, you're looking at this, of what they could do to you. When the DOJ, Merrick Garland, starts calling congressmen. How is that not illegal? I don't know. But getting on the phone, and what was he saying to him? Again, we don't know, but it can't be good. If the DOJ can just sit there and threaten congressmen, that's most likely what they were doing. And it's partly selfish through their kids, that they just want their children to have a better life. And they don't think so if they go up against the establishment. And understand that the Uniparty and the Democrats and the fake news networks, the Rhino Republicans, they don't care if they lose. They want Democrats to win. They think that is the right thing. They think that that is just. And so they work hard to move forward with everything the Democrats want over and over again. And then they are rewarded with a great life if they step up against the Uniparty, if they step out of line. The fake news will run smear articles against them. They can get threatened by the DOJ. All of a sudden, something gets leaked out to the press. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not, because the press is more than happy to run with experts say or sources reveal. I mean, you just look at what Adam Schiff did to Donald Trump for years. He used his position on the Intel Committee to spread a lie that he knew was a lie. And he didn't care. And the fake news networks were more than happy to push Russia, Russia, Russia for years without any evidence whatsoever. And this is Donald Trump. He's probably the most famous man now in the United States. He is a multi-billionaire, probably the most photographed person in the world. And yet the deep state is not afraid to try to take him out. So what do you think they could do to a congressman who's not well known, who's not a billionaire? What do you think they could do to his family? How do you think they could smear him in the press? Would you, if you were in Congress, would you take that risk? I mean, answer that honestly. Would you dare to go up against the deep state? It's easy to sit back when you're safe, but how many people just go to work every day with much less to risk and keep their mouth shut because they don't want to lose their job or they don't want to screw up a promotion or a bonus? And so they just play along and they play the game and they just get through the day so they can go home and live their lives. Congress is no different. Congressmen are just people. People with power, but people. And just like you, they want to maintain that power. They want to live a great life, and they want to leave more for their children than they had. And our government knows this and abuses it so that when the people go into Congress, they no longer actually support the people that voted them in, that they go along with the Uniparty or else. So Speaker Mike Johnson on Wednesday told Republicans, back to the article, that the House would vote Saturday evening on its foreign aid package for Israel and Ukraine. And you imagine, and you know how Biden immediately came out and said that he would not sign anything into law that would do an independent for Israel. It had to be tied to Ukraine, because for the Democrats, sending money to Ukraine is everything. And so he's forcing Israel aid to be tied to Ukraine. And Republicans are more than happy to bend over, grab their ankles, and give the Democrats everything they want for all the reasons that we just stated. It's not right, but it's reality. And you just got to understand it. And the only way we could ever stop this from happening is primary these rhinos and put conservatives back in. Just like the Democrats do, we can do as well. You wanna stab your voters in the back? Your next election, we will remove you. We will spend massive amounts of money on your opponent. The primaries are the key, and this is something that is frustrating because the Democrats understand this much more than Republicans do. And I think that because of Donald Trump, Republicans are finally starting to wake up and see what is in stake. And we're starting to put these America First candidates in power, but it's going to take some time. The article goes on. His announcements came amid a crushed opposition from Republicans who are vehemently against sending more aid to Ukraine and have vented for days as congressional aide races to write legislation Mr. Johnson proposed on Monday. Yeah, not just our representatives, but our voters don't want more money going to Ukraine. They want to secure our border. We have a wide open border right now that people from all over the world are just coming through. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they come from. We don't know if they've been in prisons and mental institutions. Are they terrorists? We have no idea. They come to this country without any IDs, without any form of identification whatsoever, and they're just given asylum and put in our country. We're going to see a terrorist attack at some point. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There's probably terrorist cells here right now, plotting and planning, and they can just walk through a wide open border. They don't have to put a hood over their head, fake documents, pretend they're something they're not. They can just walk right through. Hey, I'm claiming asylum. Boom, you're in the U.S. Want a free plane ticket? Here you go. Where would you like to go? Oh, you don't have any food? Here's a cash card. Go ahead and buy whatever you want. That's what our government is doing at this very moment. And the opposition, the Republicans, are doing nothing about it. The Speaker, whose job is at risk as he defies his right flank on the measure, also announced that he'd hold a separate vote on a border security bill that includes the core components of House Republicans' stygian legislation. Separate bill? Why a separate bill? Why not, just like with Israel, tying Ukraine aid? Why don't the Republicans stand up and say, you know what? You want money for Ukraine? You finish our wall. You want money for Ukraine? You deport these illegal aliens. You want money for Ukraine? You start vetting people who are coming into this country. Why don't the Republicans do exactly what the Democrats are doing? But I think, unfortunately, we know the reason why. It's because they're more than happy to lose and let Democrats win and then enjoy the perks of being in Congress. We already know, because the legislation for a border bill has been in the Senate forever. But it's never going to get voted on. It's never going to pass. And just like this idea here where the speaker is lying, not that it won't be a separate vote, but that it will be attached to anything because he knows it will never actually pass. Not unless they can tie it to something else, which is the way, which is how we get these big omnibuses and these big spending bills. And you just wonder, you know, this has been pointed out, and it may be true. I think there's a very good chance that it is true that the Democrats are also bribing Johnson with, if the Republicans try to oust you, give us what we want and we will save you. Is there much of a reason for why Johnson is acting exactly like Nancy Pelosi? That you can't tell the difference between a Republican speaker and a Democrat speaker, who is one of the most far left speakers that's ever been in the House? And yet Mike Johnson is acting exactly like Nancy Pelosi? I don't think there's any doubt about this. The article goes on that what they're talking about, the border bill that passed last May that would crack down on unlawful immigration and revive. So here's the New York Times, right? Pushing their leftist ideology. Severe Trump-era border restrictions. The move was a nod to ultra-conservatives. In other words, people who don't agree with Democrats. People who won't just give Democrats whatever they want. They are extreme Trump era, or they are ultra conservative. Extreme MAGA. See how they slander? The legislative package Mr. Johnson is trying to advance roughly mirrors the $95 billion aid the Senate passed 2 months ago with aid to Ukraine and Israel, Taiwan, and other allies. So they want this giant package that doesn't do anything to secure our border. Democrats get everything they want. Republicans get nothing. And everyone's Congress, and they get to go home and enjoy their perks. You just don't know how else to say this. And this, you want to see the swamp, this is the swamp. You want to see the deep state, this is the deep state. You want to see the uniparty, this is the uniparty. Just watch Congress and what they do. They do this over and over and over again. And the only way to stop this is to primary these weak, pathetic rhinos and put in American First patriots who will actually fight back. We just need more. It really is that simple. We just need more voters who will vote for conservatives, who then will actually vote for conservative principles. Imagine a day when a congressman actually goes to Congress and then votes for what they're supposed to vote for and actually represents their constituents instead of the uniparty. One could only dare to dream that this could become a reality. So Biden, if you want to know how big the BS is, Biden, we have a Republican speaker, yet Biden is saying this: I strongly support this package to get the critical support to Israel and Ukraine. Remember, he had to tie Israel to Ukraine. No Israel without Ukraine. Provide desperate needed humanitarian aid to Palestine and Gaza, so Hamas, and bolster security and stability into the Indo-Pacific. Biden said, I will sign this into law immediately and send a message to the world. We stand with our friends and we won't let Iran or Russia succeed. This is the same man that sent billions of dollars to Ukraine, who funds Hamas, who wants to send all these care packages into Gaza when Hamas just captures them and then resells them. And they can't resell them. They let the food rot. This is absolute insanity. And you know the BS is worse. You know the Democrats are winning. When something like this happens, you know we're getting screwed. When they say things like bipartisan, what they really mean is Democrats get everything they want and the Republicans go along with it. You know you're being screwed if Joe Biden immediately comes out and supports a Republican bill. That would never happen if it was actually in our favor. It gives the Democrats everything they want, and we get nothing that we want. Reports are already going around that Schumer is gloating to his colleagues on the Senate floor that Democrats are getting everything they want. The Republicans rolled over yet again. That we got steamrolled again. And Americans are mad, and you should be mad. This is not what you voted for. And they want the Republicans to fight back, and yet they screw us over and over again. And remember that when you vote, that we have to primary these rhinos one at a time and get enough votes where we can actually start fighting back and winning. Because that's how we'll make America great again. And just like that, we're up against the clock. The rest of the stories will have to go back in the pile. You're not going to miss them. We'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications. And most importantly, share an American First message with your friends and family. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, and God bless the USA.